Today's shir is Masechta Zochin, Daf Kuf. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Testament Beis, the last words of the Amid Rameri Amar. We learned in the previous shir, the Gemara actually asked two questions. One question the Gemara asked was that there seems to be a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim. The Amishnah seems to be saying that an Oinon may not receive a share of the carbon on the day that he's an Oinon, but if he's invited at night to eat from the carbon Pesach, he'll be allowed to eat from it. From the carbon, he'll be allowed to eat from it. Mishnah Pesachim seems to say that he loy, that he may not. So Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara gave was that Pesach, Karim Pesach represents a specific kula, and therefore our Mishnah is referring to Pesach by night. And once Chazal allowed him to eat the Karim Pesach, they allow him to eat all other kabbanis. Mishnah Pesachim is referring to all the other days of the year where there is no special het for the Karim Pesach, and therefore there is no special het for all other kabbanis. That's one teretz. The Gemara suggested Rav Yirmiyah's teretz. Rav Asi gave a different teretz. Ravasi says it makes a difference. If Erev Pesach, the day the Karim Pesach was brought, is the day of the Misa of this person's relative, then indeed that night he's not allowed to eat a Karim Pesach or certainly other Kabbanis. If it's only the Yom HaKfura, we could be more lenient. Then the Gemara asked a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon. The one place Rav Shimon says that no carbon, even a carbon Pesach, may an Oinon eat or bring. And another place we said that Rav Shimon says that he is allowed to bring and eat the carbon Pesach at night. So one teretz the Gemara gave was that Rav Shimon indeed holds that he's allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. There was a long braisa towards the end of yesterday's shiur where Rav Shimon said it's prohibited. Kedei naspa. Pesach is mentioned only incidentally. Pesach is mutter. Another teretz that the Gemara gave, again, is that Rav Shimon holds that a Pesach is be'emes really mutter. But Rav Shimon wasn't speaking about the carbon Pesach in that braisa. He was speaking about the carbon chagiga that at times is brought along with the carbon Pesach, in order that the Karim Pesach should be eaten a la soiva. And that Karim Pesach, that carbon may not be eaten by an Oinon, Karim Pesach may. We begin today's shiur with Rav Mori giving an answer to this question. Hot loikasha. The braisa that seems to have Rav Shimon holding that you can't bring a Karim Pesach, Shemes Lemes B'Yudalad, where the person's close relative passed away in Erev Pesach, the cover of Yudalit, and that was the day he was buried. So Erev Pesach is the Yom HaMisa. Rav Shimon holds that the Yom HaMisa is a higher level of aninus, and even that night he may not eat of the Karim Pesach. Kan Shemes LeMes B'Yud Gimel. On the other hand, if the Misa took place not on Erev Pesach, not on the day that the Karim Pesach is brought, but rather on the day before, the cover of Yudalad, and the Kavura took place on Erev Pesach. The Gemara explains itself. Meis lemeis b'Yudalad, if the relative died on Yudalad, the Kavroi b'Yom Dalad, and also the Kavura took place that day. So there, Rameri says, Rav Shimon holds, Misa toifus layla mederaisa. The night after the Yom HaMisa, he's an Oinon mederaisa. And since he is an Oinon mederaisa, can't eat the Karim Pesach. And therefore, we won't bring a Karim Pesach on his behalf. Whereas, says Rameri, Rav Shimon will hold, the Meis LeMeis B'Yud Gimel, if the Meis passed away on Yud Gimel Nisan, so the Yom HaMisa is Yud Gimel Nisan, the Kivur B'Yud Dalet and the Yom HaKfura is Yud Dalet Nisan, Yom Kfura, the entire halacha, the one is an oinon on the Yom HaKfura, is only a din midrabanan, and therefore, ain't a typhus leiloi element drabbanim. The din that the night after the yom kfura, the person is considered an oinin is only drabbanim. And Chazal were lenient in a case where it's Pesach, that they allowed the Karan Pesach to be brought under those circumstances. So Rashi says, if at the beginning of our shiur today we reviewed the teretz of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Asi, how to reconcile the two Mishnais, and Rav Asi's teretz was, there's a nafkamina if Erev Pesach was the Yom HaKfura or was the Yom HaMisa. Rav Yirmiyah's teretz was that we're more lenient by Karban Pesach than we are by all other Kabbanis. Says Rashi, it must be the Rav Meri will have to agree with Rav Asi and not with Rav Yirmiyah. Because according to Rav Yirmiyah, we're always lenient by a Karban Pesach. It makes no difference if Erev Pesach was the Yom HaKfura or the Yom HaMisa. But Rav Meri just said that that isn't true. It does make a difference if Erev Pesach, the day that the Karban Pesach is brought, is it a Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKfura? So the fact that Rav Meri makes this distinction, clearly he's going to have to concur with Rav Asi's understanding of the two Mishnayos and not Rav Yirmiyah. Ask the Gemara, Elohadotani. In our previous shiur, we had a machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. In the Braisa, where Rav Shimon said that the Aninus doesn't go into the night. Amar Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon, trying to prove his point to Rav Yirmiyah, to Rav Yehuda, that Aninus doesn't go into the night, says, what's my raya that Aninus doesn't go into the night? Shrei Amru, because Chazal taught us, says Rav Shimon to Rav Yehuda, who does hold that Aninus goes into the night, that Oinen Tov Oichlas Pischoi, that Oinen could eat a Karan Pesach, Avloi Kachim. So we see that Aninus doesn't go into the night. Because if Aninus will go into the night, how could he eat a Karan Pesach? Namely, so why can't Reb Yehuda respond to Reb Shimon? Kaminaloch, I'm speaking about Yom Misa Deraisa. But a Yom Misa Deraisa, everybody will agree it goes into the night. Va'amritli at, and you're responding to me, a raya that Aninus doesn't go into the night from the Yom HaKfura? So in other words, Reb Yehuda could have easily defended himself, asked the Gemara. When Reb Shimon asks Reb Yehuda, why may a Oinen eat the Karban Pesach at night if you, Reb Yehuda, hold that Aninus goes into the night? Reb Yehuda should have responded, because the only time the Chazal were makel to let the Oinen eat at night, it's only by Yom Kfura. And I'm speaking about the Yom HaMisa. Kamina Lachana, again, Rabbi Yehuda should have said to Rabbi Shimon, I'm speaking the Yom HaMisa Daraisa. That's where I say that the Aninus goes into the night. V'amrili at, and you're bringing me a raya, or you're trying to refute me for Yom Kfura de Rabbanan? Says Mar Kasha. It's a Dira Kasha. But we remember, we've said this rule many times in our Shurim, that there's a difference when the Gemara uses the word kasha versus when the Gemara uses the word tiyufta. If the Gemara uses the word tiyufta, means there's no answer to this question. When the Gemara uses the word kasha, there is a possible teretz. What is the possible teretz? Says the Sfasemis, that the Gemara, Rav Shimon, held that there is no difference between the Yom Kfur and the Yom HaMisa. That Rabbi Yehuda doesn't differentiate. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't differentiate between the Yom Kfur and the Yom HaMisa, his position is a difficult position to understand. Again, we're still trying to reconcile the opinions of Rav Shimon. Where in one place it seems that he holds that Aninus can't bring the Karan Pesach if he's an Oinen. And another place it's Mashma that it seems that he holds an Oinen can bring the Karan Pesach. Responds Abaye loy kasha. Kan shemes koin chatzoif, kan shemes l'ach chatzoif. Abaye says the way to understand this situation, these two brises are as follows. We know, we've learned the halacha, that a Karban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach, but it's brought on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So therefore, says Abaye as follows. If the person became an Oinon before Chatzos, so by the time the Zman to bring the Karan Pesach came, he was already an Oinon, so we don't let him bring a Karan Pesach. But if the Chiv, if Chatzos came first, and therefore the Chiv of bringing the Karan Pesach already is here, even though afterwards he became an Oinon, it doesn't make a difference. Since the Chiv of Karan Pesach came first, we tell him to bring the Karan Pesach. And the way that Achroinim explained this Gemara is as follows. We're faced with a real dilemma. What do we look at? Daninus? Or do we look at the obligation to bring the Karan Pesach? To which, the way we react, Chazal told us to react, Rav Shimon told us to react, in the following manner. We look at what came first, which obligation came first. That's the way to reconcile our dilemma. If the Chiv Karan Pesach came first, so then you should bring the Karan Pesach. If the Chiv Aninus came first, then we should look at the Aninus first. Furthermore, Rashi addresses a very important issue. Let's think about this, says Rashi. He became, Chatzos came, he wasn't an Oinon. And therefore we tell him that you should bring a Karan Pesach. But by the time we actually bring the Karan Pesach, obviously he's an Oinon. And obviously we're also talking about a person who didn't actually come in contact with the mace. Because if he came in contact with the mace, then he's tummy, there's nothing to talk about. So, if he's an Oinon, he won't be able to eat at night. It's the night after the Misa. So, why would we be allowed to shech the Karan Pesach on his behalf? To which Rashi gives two approaches, how to understand. One, and we're going to discuss this more in the shir further. One approach Rashi suggests is that Abaye is following the opinion that Achilas Pesach Loim Akva. The fact that he won't be able to eat the Karan Pesach tonight because he's an Oinon tonight doesn't have anything to do with the obligation and the ability to fulfill the obligation to bring the Karan Pesach. That's one approach Rashi says. Another approach Rashi says that is all part of what our Gemara means. That's all part of what Abaye is saying. Because the Chiv Karan Pesach came before the Aninus, so as we said a moment ago, that's why Chazal determined we should follow the Chiv of Karan Pesach. That should have Kedima. That should have precedence. And since it goes first, included in that kedima that we're giving to the Karan Pesach is the ability to bring the Karan Pesach and eat the Karan Pesach at night. Why? So Rashi and the Mefarshim go on to explain. Because we won't allow him to eat the Karan Pesach at night. He won't bring the Karan Pesach. He's going to say, well, I'm bringing it if I won't be able to eat it. So because of that, we let him bring it and indeed eat it. There's a fascinating Nishmas Adam based on this Gemara. Nishmas Adam discusses the following situation. Baruch Hashem, in the world we live in, this kind of shayla doesn't come up that often, but it could. Let's say someone who lives in a place where there is no shofar. He lives in a place where there is no dalad minim. So does a person have an obligation to travel, no matter how far and how difficult, to a place where he'll have a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, will have dalad minim on Sukkos? Well, what are his halachic obligations? Says the Nishmas Adam, his obligation is to travel only up to a tchum, not more. Up to the tchum Shabbos, that's how far he has to travel. If it involves traveling more, he's not mechuyev to do so. What's the Nishmas Adam's raya? He says, Al Gemara is a raya. He says, what is Al Gemara saying? What did Abaye just say in Al Gemara? Fascinating Nishmas Adam. He says, what is Abaye saying? That if the mace was nifter in the morning before Chatzos Erev Pesach, so he's considered, we disregard the Chiv Karan Pesach. But if the mace was only nifter after Chatzos, so he's already an Oinon. There's already had a Chiv Karan Pesach, and therefore that takes precedence. As the Nishmas Adam, the Chiv Karan Pesach only comes by Chatzos, and in the morning you didn't know you have to bring a Karan Pesach. So why is Chatzos the crucial moment? Says the Nishmas Adam. From here we see that yes, we may know now months in advance that you're going to be chayiv Karm Pesach. But the halacha only views your chayiv only at the moment you have to fulfill your chayiv. Only at the moment you have to fulfill your obligation. So yes, you have an obligation to bring a Karm Pesach. But till chatzos, the halacha doesn't consider it. Halacha only looks at it once you're obligated. Now, says the Nishmas Adam, Gvaldik, if we look at the Kiyah Shofar, or we look at the Dalaminim, we don't look at the Dalaminim Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach, you have no chiv to take the Dalaminim, Erev Sukkos. We don't look at the chiv Shofar and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to listen to the Shofar. When do you have to listen to it? On Rosh Hashanah. When do you have to take the Dalaminim? On Sukkos. What's the furthest you could travel on Sukkos? What's the furthest you could travel in Rosh Hashanah? A tchum. So from here we see a raya that you never mechuyev to travel further than a tchum. Tefillah b'tzibur is probably even less. It's not a chiv d'raisa. I'm talking about the raisas. There are achroinim that take very serious issue with the nishmas adam. They say as follows: if the nishmas adam is correct, specifically by Karm Pesach, he can't be correct, because if he's saying that the only person's mechuyev in a mitzvah is a person who could fulfill it only once the mitzvah chiv comes, so that means when did our Gemara just say you have to bring the Karm Pesach? Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So according to this, if somebody lives on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, he would never be mechuyev to bring Karm Pesach. Especially in those times, they didn't have cars. You couldn't get to Yerushalayim on time. So does that? So it'll turn out that very few people would have to bring a Karm Pesach, which doesn't make any sense. That most people should not be, that lived in Eretz Yisrael, should not be obligated to bring the Karm Pesach. It's really connected to Machloikas, Pnei Yeshu, and Tzlach. I don't have time to go into it. But that's what the Nishmas Adam says in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Abaye just told us a Gevalde Gechilik. Ask the Gemara before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Ask the Gemara, is there any basis for this differentiation? Umay, not Temra. The Shonelei Bekoim Chatzos, Malachi Chatzos. Answer the Gemara based on the following Braisa. The Tanya, Lo Yitam. The Torah says that even though normally a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei, when one of his seven close relatives passes away, he has an obligation to become Tamei. Mitzvah. Continues the Braisa, Loi Rotza. Let's say the Kohen says, I don't want to become Tamei, and we'll see soon why he would say so. Matamna Subakarchai. We force him to become Tamei. And in fact, says the Braisa, Maisa be Yosef Kohen. There was a story with Yosef the Kohen. Shemesa Ishta b'Erev Pesach, his wife passed away on Erev Pesach, v'loi rotz l'tamei, and he refused to become tamei, v'nimnu echav kahanim. I saw the mefarshim say, what is v'nimnu? What did I have to take a vote? So I saw a beautiful pshat. Yosef HaKoyin was a very big Talmud Chacham. And he was the kind of individual whose opinion was a very seriously taken. So it wasn't just that they said, he's making a mistake. You can't say about Yosef HaKoyin, you can't just disregard what he does. So what they did was, v'nimnu, they sat down in committee to make sure that he was wrong before they tell him he's wrong. And then, after that deliberation, v'nimnu echav kahanim v'tamu b'karchai. They decided that they made him tamei. Why? Because he has an obligation to become tamei. Ask the Gemara, is that indeed the halacha v'riminu? There's a pasuk. The pasuk speaks about a nazir. And we know that the Torah tells us that a nazir is not allowed to become tamei. And the Torah goes on to say, la'oviv l'imai, la'ochiv l'achoysai. So it's an obvious question. If you have this individual who's a nazir, and the Torah is so serious about his chiv not to become tamei, that la'oviv l'imai, to his parent, he's not allowed to become tamei. Why does the Torah have to say la'ochiv l'achoysai to his sibling? Obvious. That he's now become Tamei to them. And this is, as we'll see, the middle of a Braisa. So ask the Gemara, L'choysa ma'atam aloyma. Why does the Braisa have to tell us L'choysa? Says the Braisa. It's obvious that he's not allowed to become Tamei. To teach us, Haresha holach lishchad es peischai ulam os benoi. And there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this line. There's a number of machlokes rishonim. First I'll tell you how we're learning it, and then I'll tell you some of the other opinions. The way we're learning it is as follows. We have a person who's a nazir. And this person who's a nazir is on the way to Shech the Karban Pesach. Or he's on the way to do a milah for his son, which are such important mitzvahs. Again, we're just talking about a regular nazir. That's the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. There are Rishonim that learn that the Gemara is speaking about a nazir who's also Kohen Gadol. We'll see that later. At this point, he's a regular nazir. And he's going to Shechta Karim Pesach, which is an important mitzvah, or he's going to do Mila Benoi, which is an important mitzvah. So actually, I sort of mafarshim say, Shechting the Karim Pesach, we could understand. He has to bring in Karim Pesach. Lomos Benoi, why is it such a big deal? Let somebody else do the Mila. So one way of learning is there's nobody else. Another way, which is relevant, La'loch L'maisa, is that we're talking about such a person, a father, who has the ability to do his own, to do a Mila. And when you have a father who has the ability to do Mila, he has the obligation to do it and he can't give it to someone else. So that's the simple way of learning. Again, there are other opinions of the Rishonim that's the same person, Lishcha, as Pesach, Lomos Benoi. He wants to bring a Karim Pesach, but first he has to do Mila. Because the halach is that if you have a child that's not properly gemalit, you can't bring a Karim Pesach. And again, there are Rishonim, as I said a moment ago, that say we're not talking specifically about a Nazir, we're speaking about a person who's a Nazir and a Kayim. But again, we'll learn the Gemara is simple. And he heard that somebody passed away. Yochel Yitame, he should become Tame. Amrit Lo Yitame. Yochel, I will continue to braisa, and because we haven't understood why the Torah has to single out a Choysoi. Kshem Shlo Yitame La Choysoi, even though this close relative passed away, he should not become Tamei. Kach Eim Matamla Meis Mitzvah. Even if he discovers a Meis Mitzvah on the way, a Meis Mitzvah means there's no one else to deal with this Meis, he should still not become Tamei. That's why he says the Brais Lachoysoi, Tamaloim Lachoysoi, Lachoysu De Matamei, he doesn't become Tamei for his sister, a Matamu Lameis Mitzvah. So what do we see from here? That if somebody's going to Shech the Karim Pesach, he should not become Tamei. So we have a big stira. The first brisa we quoted says that Yosef HaKoyen didn't want to become Tamei, and they made him Tamei, even though he won't be able to bring the Karim Pesach. The second brisa says, no, go bring the Karim Pesach and don't become Tamei. How do we reconcile these two brises? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you how. Lav Shmamina, we'll use Abai's approach. Can Kodim Chatzois, if he became Tamei before Chatzois, so the Chiv Aninus came before the Chiyah Karim Pesach, he has to become Tamei. So by having this problem between these two brises and needing a way to reconciling them, and how are we been able to reconcile them by using Abaya's approach, we see that Abaya's approach is correct. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. In other words, the Gemara is not refuting Abaya. The Gemara is just saying the steer between the brises could be answered without using a Braille's concept. How will we reconcile that? May. Both Braille's refer to a situation that they became an Einan only after Chatzos. So, how do we understand the Stira? One Braille says he has to become Tamei. One Braille says he doesn't have to become Tamei. Answer the Gemara, these two Braille's actually represent the opinions of Tanoim in another Braisa. V'arav Shmuel, V'arav Akiva. One Braisa reflects the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and one reflects the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, Lo Yitam Rishus, the Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no obligation for Koyin to become Tamei. He only is allowed to become Tamei. And therefore, the Braisa that says that he wants to bring the Koyin Pesach not become Tamei, it's following Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, because he's not obligated to become Tamei. Rekiva ima chayva. Therefore, the Braisa that says that they will metame Yosef HaKoyen is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So we have here a tremendous machloikus. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's an obligation for a Koyen to become Tamei when one of his close relatives passes away. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he's allowed to. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. There's actually a machloikus rishonim, what does that mean that we pass on like Rabbi Akiva? Does that mean that a kohen, when a close relative passes away, is like a yisroel, and he's matama, even if he's not needed to be matama? Or does it mean that he's matama only to the degree that he's needed? Certainly if there's a chevra kedisha and everything else, he should not be matama. It really is based on another concept. It's based on the question, the mitzvah, is it hutra or the chuya? Is it full-fledged heter, but it's only the chuya. There's an incredible Rambam here. The Rambam says, that a kohen, close relative, passes away, he quotes Rabbi Akiva, has a mitzvah, not a rishus, he has a mitzvah to become tamei. But the Rambam goes on to say, but a woman whose close relative passes away, kohenis who has close relative passes away, doesn't have that mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. The Ramban says there's two ways of understanding the Rambam. One way of understanding the Rambam, says the Ramban, is that the Rambam is teaching us that all of the mitzvahs of kahuna only apply to males, not to female. All of the halachas, which is indeed the fact. But then the Ramban, and many mefarshim learn pshat in the Rambam this way, starting with the Ramban, says that the Rambam is telling us a chiddush. You know who has a mitzvah to be metama when a close relative passes away? A kohen, not Israel. Why? Because only somebody who normally may not become tamei, when the Torah tells him to become tamei, has the obligation. Everyone else not. Rashi, Ravid disagree with that. They say that it's inconceivable to say that a kohen who normally is not allowed to be tamei has a mitzvah, and Yisrael doesn't have a mitzvah. Everybody has a mitzvah by a close relative. But according to the Rambam, there'll be a tremendous chiddush. Let's say you'll have a person who passed away. It's the common situation nowadays. And there's a chevra kedisha who could take care of all of the needs of a mess. So according to the Rambam, by Yisrael, he won't have to do anything with the levaya. He has no mitzvah. A kohen will have to do something because he has a mitzvah. Incredible result. But back to our Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, we wanted to use the stira. The Gemara wanted to use the stira between the two brises to prove that Abaye is correct. Says the Gemara, Abaye isn't necessarily correct. Because the way we can reconcile the two brises is one brise is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and one brise is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Loi Sakadata. To say that the brisa that says that he doesn't become tamei is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel is difficult to say. Why? Because as I said when we started learning that brisa actually we picked up in the middle of that brisa. Let's learn the beginning of the brisa, says the Gemara. The reish tahi, who is the tana of the reish of that brisa that we're trying to attribute to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Kiva ketanala. Rabbi Kiva is the tana. The tanya. Rabbi Kiva oimer. Nefesh. Ewa kroivim. Nefesh means that a nazir is not allowed to become tamei to his close relatives. Mace, eila rechaikim. And Rashi right away asked the question, if the Torah teaches us that he's not allowed to become tamei to close relatives, the nazir is certainly not allowed to become tamei to people who aren't relatives. Why do we have to say kroivim and rechaikim? So Rashi answers that if the Torah only said one word, we would say that the Torah only means rechaikim. But the Torah says lenefesh mace, it must be that it means not only people who aren't related, even people who are related. And therefore we say nefesh, which means people who are connected to your neshama, are your close relative. Loviv, now the Pasuk said, as I said, loviv la'ima la'achiv la'chaisai, lovei ein matama, amatama hu l'meis mitzvah. That's what we learn from the word oviv, that the nazir shem become tamei to his mother, to his father, but he does to a meis mitzvah. Then why do we need a Torah to say the word l'imai? To teach us, l'im ha'yu kohen v'hu nazir, if he's a kohen and he's a nazir, li'imai hudayin matama, he doesn't become tamei to his mother, amatama l'meis mitzvah. So interesting question. How could a kohen become a nazir? What's a nazir all about as we're learning now? He's not allowed to become tamei. But a kohen is anyway not allowed to become tamei. Because a kohen is not allowed to be tamei. So isn't it issachal alisser? And we have a rule, ain't issachal alisser. So some say because it's a maisiv, it includes other isurim. Another pshat that I saw, a very nice pshat, is that the halacha is, when does a kohen become us to become tamei? By his bar mitzvah. But there's a concept that we learned in Masechta Nedarim that a mufla samach leish, an intelligent child, when he's 12 years old, can make a nether. So let's say a kohen who's 12 years old became a nazir, so the naziris will be chal. La'achiv, then the Torah used the words la'achiv, to teach a shema yukain gadol vu nazir. If the person is a kohen gadol and a nazir, la'achiv hu demetame, still, to his brother he can't become tameh, ametame hu lemeis mitzvah. Here too I saw an interesting question. How could a kohen gadol ever become a nazir? A kohen gadol has to take a haircut at least once a week, some say almost every day. A nazir has to let his hair grow at least 30 days. So kohen gadol, how could he become a nazir? So very simple teretz. He accepted upon himself to be a nazir before he was appointed to be a kohen gadol. L'chois matam aloyma. Haresh alach lishchad es pischoy lamos benoy. This nazir was a kohen gadol. That's one way of learning. Or the other way of learning, as we said at the beginning, shir, has nothing to do with a kohen gadol. V'shem shem es lo meis. Yochel yitama. Amrit lo yitama. Yochel shem shem yitama l'choysa. Yikach en yitama l'meis mitzvah. Tam aloyma l'choysa lo yitama. Amatama l'meis mitzvah. So what do we see? That who is the Tana of that Braisa? Rabbi Kiva. So when we have the two Braises, and we wanted to attribute this Braisa to the opinion of Yishmael, who says that you're not obligated to become Tamei, Kohen has no mitzvah, it can't be, because this Braisa is following Rabbi Kiva. So the teretz between the two Braises can't be that one Braisa is Rabbi Kiva, one Braisa is Rabbi Yishmael. How must we reconcile the two Braises? They're saying that one Braisa became an Oinim before Chatzos, and one Braisa became an Oinim after Chatzos. So we see that the Rabbi's Svara does stand up because we needed to reconcile the two Braises. We still go back to our beginning of our Shia now. At the beginning of our Shia, we said that we're trying to address the Stira Reb Shimon. That one place it seems Reb Shimon holds that the Oinon does bring a carbon, and another place it seems that the Oinon doesn't bring the carbon. So how do we reconcile it? Rava says a different terence. Both Braises are referring that it became an Oinon after Chatzos. Not like Abaye who said it has to be before or after. So most Achraim learn that Rav is giving a new Teretz. He doesn't agree with Abaye. But there are Mepharshim that say that Rav and Abaye could both be agreeing. But rather it's speaking about Kan Koidim Sheshochtu V'Zorku Olof, that if the Karban Pesach was brought after, if he became an Oinon before they did the Shechit and the Zrika, so they can't bring the Karban Pesach. And Rav Chaim Brisker says a Gaval de Gavart. What's the Gemara saying? Sheshochtu v'zarku. He says a beautiful Vart. He says, you know, unlike most Kabbanis, the main purpose of the Karban Pesach is to be eaten. So even though we've been learning in our Masechta consistently that the main avoid of a Karban is the Zrika Stam, that we would think by a Karban that's brought, especially Karban Chatzos, Karban Asham, that isn't really brought with the purpose of for eating. But a Karban Pesach, which is primarily brought for the purpose of eating, so we think that what's the main avoida? Not the Zrika, the Shechita. Teaches us the Gemara that even if you did the Shechita, but if you didn't do the Zrika, like by every other Karban, that the Zrika is the main avoida, Karban Pesach, the Zrika is the main avoida too. So if he became an Oinon before the Shechita and the Zrika, can't Kodim Sheshach to Zark Olav, then the Karban Pesach should not be brought. If, on the other hand, can Lach Sheshach to Zark Olav, then the Karban Pesach is valid. Ask the Gemara, obvious question. Amalei Rav Adaba Masna L'Rova, Achto Sheshach to Zark Ustamai, if we're saying that Rav Shmimin, when he says that the Karban Pesach is valid by the Oinon, is referring to a situation where the Shechit and the Zrika are already done, of course it's valid. They brought the Karban Pesach before he was an Oinon, and why shouldn't it be valid? Amale Ravina says, Ravina, Achilas Pesach Ma'akva. We're following now the opinion that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akiv, and by night he's not going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach because it's the night after the Misa, so he's an Oinon. So we would think that that should invalidate the Karban, Kamash Malon, that it's still fine. Amalei Ravina, Achilas Pesach Ma'akva. Midirah Barav Huna. Amalei, Tzayis Ma'adukom Lach Rabba. Pay attention to what your Rebbe says. So he says, what do you mean? Ma'adukom Rabba Barav Huna. How do we see that he's correct? How do we see that Achilas Pesach is Ma'akva? So just a word of introduction. In Hilchos Aveilus. When we speak about Hilchos Aveilus, so the regular situation, Lo'aleinu, is if somebody passes away, his family, the close relatives, have Shiva, and then they have Shloshim. But there are, in Halacha, two other concepts. There's a concept of Yom Shmua, which means that if the person wasn't aware, he was not notified when his close relative passed away. So if he hears about the Ptira within the Shloshim of the Ptira, he has to sit down for Shiva and Shloshim. If he, however, becomes aware only after, then the halacha is that he doesn't have to sit down Shiva Shloshim. So that's the concept of Yom Shmua. Actually, I saw Psak from Avad Yosef. If somebody hears and he's not sure if it was within the Shloshim or it's after the Shloshim, by Avelis we go Lekula. He doesn't have to sit down Shiva. He just has to sit down Shiva for an hour. Then there's another concept in halacha, in Hilchos Avelis. We discussed this extensively in Masechta Moed Katan. It's called Likut Atzamas. What they would do in the times of Chazal is that they would bury a person in lime in order for the body to decompose quickly. They felt that that was a kapara for the body. And after they buried him in such a place, they would take him and bury him in a real cemetery afterwards. When that's done, that's called Yoim Likut Atzomus. So it's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Yoim Shmua Ki Yoim Kvura. The day, if somebody hears about the Ptira of a close relative, the Yoim Shmua, that he hears about it, if it's within Shloshim, it's treated like the Yoim Kvura, Lemitza Shiva V'Shloshim, as far as all the halachos of Shiva Shloshim. However, Lachilas Psochim, as far as Karban Pesach is concerned, we don't treat the Yom Shmur like the Yom Kvura. It's treated like the Yom Likud Atzomis. Continues the Braisa, Echad Zeh Vechad Zeh, both in the case of the Yom Kvura and in the case of the Yom Shmur, Toivah V'Oichel Kotchim. If he goes to the mikveh and he eats carbon at night. So ask the Gemara, let's understand this Braisa. Hagu Fakasha. Let's understand this Braisa. Amit, first we started the Braisa by saying, Yom Shmur, that if it's a Yom Shmur, it's treated like a Yom Kvura, L'mitzvah Shiva V'Shloshim. On the other hand, L'chilas Pesachim, as far as L'chilas Pesach is concerned, it's treated like a Yom Likud Atzamas. B'chlal, what does that teach us? That this person, who it's not a Yom Kvura for, this person who it's not a Yom Kvura for, it's only a Yom Shvur for him, we're going to let him eat the Karban Pesach at night. That means, for everyone else, Mechlal, that for everyone else, Yom Kvura, I feel Erev Nami Loyachal. He would not be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach on the night of the Yom Kvura. V'hadatani, and then the next word of the Braisa are, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, both cases, Taiva Vaychel Kachim Blarev, that by you are allowed to eat Kachim on the night of the Yom Kvura. So the Braisa seems to be a stira in Ayubay. From the Reish it seems that the night of the Yom Kvura you're not allowed to eat, and from the Seif it seems that the night of the Yom Kvura you are allowed to eat. Amar Rav Chisda, Tanaihi. Says Rav Chisda, it's a machlokes Tanaim. Rava Bar Funama, Loi Kasha. Kasha Shama Shmua Mesa Shka. If he heard about the Ptira right before Shkia, the Kain Shaliktalay Sama Shkia Sachama, the Kain Shemes Lemes, the cover Skamal Kishkama, so therefore at night, it's ready the night after the day where the Kvur took place. And of course, all the Mepharshim say the Kvur didn't have to take place right next to the Shkia, it could have taken place earlier in the day. Just trying to say chiddush, that even if it took place so close to the night that it's right next to the shkia, it's still treated like it's a new day. The kan lach shkia sechama, says the Gemara, lach shkia sechama. If after the shkia sechama, might have a hava. The carbon was brought by day, and now it's after. So what's the point? Ella, what must be the point? And this person can't eat that night, perhaps, and therefore it should invalidate the Korban Pesach that was brought. Ravashi Yama, Ma'achav Echad Zeh, Echad Yoim Shmua, Ve'echad Yoim Likud. When we said Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, what was the basis of our Akasha, says Ravashi? The basis of our Akasha was that we defined Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh on the Yoim Kvura and the Yoim Shmua. Says the Gemara, it's nothing to do with the Yoim Kvura. Yoim Kvura, you may not eat that night. That's consistent throughout the Braisa. When it said Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, it meant Yom Shmu and Yom Likra Tzomis. There halacha is you could eat at night. Toivel Echel Kachem L'Erev, says the Gemara, father of Ashi, but Rav Ashi says Bedusahi. Michti. Why? Because the Gemara says a very interesting approach. Let's look at the words of this Braisa. The Braisa used the words Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh. Says the Gemara, if the Braisa was referring to what it is discussing, then the Braisa should not have used the words Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh. The Braisa should have used the words Zeh, Ve'zeh. The fact that the Braisa used the words Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh is an indication that it's not referring to what is explicit in the Braisa. It must be referring to Yom Kippurah. Again, let's read the Gemara inside. V'hadar of Ashi, Bedusihi, Michti. If the Braisa, as Rav Ashi says, is referring to the Yom Shmu and the Yom Likud at Tzomis, Zev Zeme Boilei, El Shmai Mina, Bedusahi. It's incorrect. So the Gemara said a moment ago that this question of Achilas Psochim, Akfo Nat, is Machloikas Tanoim. Ask them, Ramai Tanoim, where do we have this Machloikas Tanoim? The Tanya. Ad Marsim Sainan Alof, till when is somebody in Ainan? Kolayoyim, the entire day. The Gemara will define what this means. Rabbi Omer, Kozman Shloy Nikbar, until the Kfura. Ask the Rabbi Mayaskinen, exactly how do we understand this Braisa? Elaim, if the Braisa is referring to a situation, Biyoy Misa, the day that the relative passed away, Mi Ika, is there any opinion, the Lesle, that will not agree, the Yoy Misa, the toughest Laila Midrabonim, that the day of death, not only is the entire day of he and Einan, but he's even an oinen at least midrabanon the night after. Furthermore, the su Rebbe Omer, kozman shloim nikbar, the Rebbe is saying that until the kfuri is an oinen, hakavri, but once he buried ishtrilei, he's not an oinen. Ask the Gemara if it's the yoim hamisa umi ikka. Is there any opinion the lesle that will not agree v'chrisa kiyomar that the day of the death is considered a bitter day, and that entire day, even if the kvura already took place, there is a chiv, he's still an oinen. Although, I have to say that I did see an interesting tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef that takes the opinion, and it's a machloikus of menhagim, that takes the opinion that on the Yom Hamisa, we know that day of death, so still the kfura for sure he's an oinen, and oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. While be the halacha on the day of death, it's the yoim hamisa, and it's after the kfura will tefillin be put on. So, according to Agamar, he's certainly an oinen. He should put on tefillin. There are menhagim, more in the chassidish world, that they put on tefillin, but they do it b'tzina without a bracha. But he quotes it. Amar sheishes, a yoim kfura kai. We're not speaking about the Yom HaMisa, but talking about the Yom Kippurah. Maskler of Yosef, that's the way we all understand this Braisa. El Hadik Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Shmei Al Maisei, when somebody hears about the death of a relative, Kemalachet Atzomas, Toivav Ochel, Vekotshim, Lerev. Mechlal, it seems, as we asked early, the Yom Kippurah, Filo Lerev, Namalai Ochel. Hamani, according to this Braisa, everybody will hold that night you could eat. Ella, how must we understand the Braisa as follows? Tzvitzofi, ad Moshe esodin olav till when it's in oinen kolos hayoyim that day v'leila and the night after. Rabbi Yomer, kol zman shloy nikbar, avol nikbar once he's nikbar loy leila. Amru rabbanu kamed Rabbi Yomer, so they said this shot to Rabbi Yomer. Amar gavra rabbi Rabbi Yosef leima hachi. Such a great individual like Rabbi Yosef is going to explain Rebbe this way. Lema, the Rebbe, and according to your explanation, the Tanakhama holds that the night of the Yom Kippur is an Oinen. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe's a Mekel. Vatanya, isn't there another Brisa? Ad Mosim is Anen Olav. Kovman Shen Nikra, Fil Mekam Vassar Yomim, Divir Rebbe. Vachom Oimrim, Enim is Anen of Eloi Subiyoim Bilvat. Here we have Rebbe being the Machmer, El Tritochi. And Mosim is Anen Olav, Koi Sayoim, Beloi Laila. That's the Tanakhama. Rebbe Oimer, Kozman Shloim Nikbar. Vim Nikbar, but the day that is Nikbar, Toif Silayla. So why? Because the Maloch Leikus is dependent if he could eat carbon at night, because it's the Chilas Pesach Ma'akev or not.